the chametz beches. Whereas the letter chametz has the mem and tzaddik that matzah does also, but the difference is that chametz has the ches, bechinas behema. The letter ches refers to chayas, chayas hasode. When you pronounce the letter ches, ches yutof, it's spelled the same way as chayas, the chayas, bechinas behema. Kimavura batoyra shalos Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma b'siman on Zayim, as Rabbi Nazal discusses in Likutei Moran, chapter 57. Bechinas heder hadibur. Behema is lack of dibur. Behema does not have the dibur, even though animals communicate, but we know that human beings are called medaber. Animals are called chai, because our speech is supposed to be on a completely different level from the speech of the animals. Ki l'shoinoi so'amim heim bechinas l'shoin ilgim ve'enom bechlal dibur odom. Because the languages of the other nations, their languages are considered to be deficient, defective. They don't classify as human speech. It's amazing Hashkocha that was saying this now. I just noticed part of an article this morning in the newspaper where it speaks about these boys, Rachmona Litzlan, Jewish boys, who were convinced to carry a suitcase, to carry luggage into Japan, and the luggage had drugs in a false bottom in it, and they were caught, and they're being tried, and this is going on already over a year, Rachmona Litzlan. And they introduced a rabbi came to speak on behalf of the defense, and this rabbi said, because the main thing that's being debated here is whether these boys knew what they were doing, or they weren't aware at all of what they were transporting. And the defense is trying to show these judges, these Japanese judges, that from where these boys come from, they don't even know what the word drugs means. The word drugs, narcotics, never heard of it. And he said, I'll prove it to you. Let's take a dictionary. These boys speak Yiddish. All of you know that. They were raised and born and bred in a community, Satmar-type Hasidim, Satmar Tovasarim, where they don't speak English, they don't speak Hebrew, they speak Yiddish. That's their primary language. Some of them, that's their only language. And they know a minimum of any other languages. This rabbi said, he brought a French-English dictionary. He brought a variety of dictionaries, and he showed that all of those dictionaries have the word drugs and narcotics in them. He brought a Yiddish-English dictionary, and he showed them it doesn't even have the word drugs or narcotics, because those words don't exist in the Yiddish language. The way these boys were raised, in the community, in the culture that they were raised in, those things don't exist. And it's incredible how this is exactly what Rav Nosson Zal is showing us here. You know, you state languages are going, what do you mean all languages are the same? Everybody knows all languages are the same, right? Wrong. And here's an example. And Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here that the languages, when we say in our Shema Anyante, V'roi mamtono mikol halashoinois, that Hashem has elevated the Jewish people above all other nations. He's put us above, and the term that's used is languages. He's elevated us above the other languages. The languages, their language, is a different language from ours. The languages of the 70 nations symbolize something defective, deficient, whereas Loshon HaKodesh is exactly what it says it is. It's a holy item. So their languages don't classify, don't rate as Dibur Odom. V'alkein bePesach she'oz adayin ein bonu koyach levara hachometz shubichinat seitz adaskanal. Therefore, on Pesach, when we do not yet have what it takes to sort out the chometz, to sort out the good from the bad, from the eitz adas, as we mentioned in the previous year, because one of the main things that's needed to do that is the Torah. And the Torah wasn't given yet on Pesach. When we're holding by Pesach, it's before Matan Torah. The Torah is first going to be given in 50 days. So since we don't have the Torah yet, we're not in a position to do these berurim, these sorting out good from bad. Because we can't even, therefore, chametz, which is toivora, it's eitz hadas, keep back 2,000 feet. When it comes to Pesach, we can't touch it because we're not in a position yet to make the tikkun on chametz. And therefore, if we try to, if we partake from it, the sitrachra will take over, the ra will take over, and it'll use the chametz as a springboard to get to the matzah, to get to the Lashon Kodesh. Al kein, therefore, oz hechametz nichlal b'lashoynoi so'amim. On Pesach, the chametz, instead of, we always learned that this noiga, this good and bad, when you succeed, the good goes over to the Kedusha and the bad is eliminated. When you fail, the bad goes over into the Sitra Achra and schleps the good with it and uses it as fuel to strengthen the Sitra Achra. So Rav Nosson Zal says, because we can't fix Chametz on Pesach, Al kein oz hechametz nichlal b'lashayno so'amim. Therefore, on Pesach, chametz goes over to the other side. It's part of the other languages, their languages. Shehem bechinas behema, hedra dibur. That's like behema. That's like lack of dibur. You know, proper dibur. V'al kein osur hechametz be'isur chomer moed. And this is why chametz is so strictly forbidden on Pesach. Rak kol achilosenu matzah, but rather the only bread we eat on Pesach is matzah, shehem moichin gedoilim mo'oid, which is represents a very high level of sechel. Dahainu b'chinas loshen hakodesh. Matzah corresponds to loshen hakodesh, behe'oro niflo v'atzuma habo melamala, which is coming from an incredible bright light that it receives from above, from Hashem. Again, we can't contribute anything to its light because we're without Torah. We're in a very weakened state at that time. Just like when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, Hashem had to do everything for us. We couldn't really contribute to the salvation. So too, every year when Pesach rolls around, at that point in time, we're in that position where we can only receive from Isarusa Delela. We can't really do the tikkun of Isarusa de Lesato yet. Avol tekef, the Arizal brings that the word matzah is bigematria of sog, the two first combinations of yud kei vav kei, 72 and 63 is 135, which is matzah, which correspond to the letters yud and kei of yud kei vav kei, which represent moichen, seichel, a very, very high level of seichel. That's what matzah is. So that's the first day of Pesach. That's the first night of Pesach when we were taken out of Egypt, and the first day. Avol tekev b'yom sheni shel Pesach. However, as soon as we're finished with that first day and we move on to the second day of Pesach, onu makriven es ha'oim resoirim. That's when we, the Jewish people, bring this korban of barley, v'oz onu maschilin betikun hanal. And that's when we're rolling up our sleeves, we're embarking on the tikkun of this targum, of this Eitz Hadas Toivora. Lahashlim haloshna kodesh milemato alidei b'chinas loshen targum. For us to do what we can do to bring shleimus to loshna kodesh by fixing up the targum, which we said is barley. We said barley, wheat, is a human grain. Barley is human animal. The Gemara refers to it as Michael Behema. It's Toivora. It's Eitz Hadas Toivora. V'oz maschilin lispor sfiras oimer. And that's when we start counting the 49 days. Kedei lotzeis mituma latara. In order to exit from the tumah of Mitzrayim and to enter into purity of Matan Torah. And by doing that, we're going through a process of sorting out the good from the, separating the good from the bad, and climbing step by step every day gradually to a new levels of holiness. Ad shezeichin b'shvi shel Pesach lehachnia ulevatel tumas Mitzrayim lagamri. To the point where on the seventh day of Pesach, which is the sixth day of the Omer, that's when we succeed in eliminating the impurity of Mitzrayim totally. That's when we defeated Egypt completely. Ki oz soyo ikar gemar mapolas Mitzrayim b'shas kriyas yamsuf. That's when the final downfall of the Egyptians took place at the splitting of the Red Sea. Vi oz hutur chametz achra Pesach. And that's when chametz became permissible. After the seventh day, after Pesach is complete. Ki oz b'shas kriyas yamsuf nizgale b'chinas tikun abris, b'chinas Yosef. Because at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a revelation of Tikun HaBris. There was a revelation of the light of Yosef HaTzadik. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Hayom Ro'o Vayonois. The sea saw something and it ran, it took off. What did it see? The Gemara says it saw the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik. It saw that great holy Jew about whom the Torah writes, Vayonos Vayetze Achutza, that he ran when he was being tempted, when he was being seduced by Potiphar's wife. What did he do? Vayonos, he ran. So when the sea saw the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik, what did it do? It ran. It split, like we say in English. Split, get out of here. Shehu bechinas shleimus loshna koidish al yidei loshen targum. This Tikun HaBris, this revelation of the light of Yosef HaTzadik, which was revealed at Kriyas Yamsuf, that represents the perfection of Loshen HaKodesh through Targum, Shezocha Yosef Lozer Al Yedei She'omad Benisoyim. Yosef HaTzadik achieved this Shleimus Loshen HaKodesh through Targum by passing the test with Potiphar's wife. As Rabbi Nazal elaborates on this in chapter 19, Torah Yud Tes, which this whole halacha is based on. We mentioned before the connection between the Tikun HaBris, that the Bris HaMo'er and the Bris HaLoshon, both of them are called Bris. The Bris that applies to the relations between men and women, and the tongue from which speech comes from, those two are synonymous. Those two are identical. And according to the purity that a person has here, that determines the purity over there. Those two go together. So Yosef HaTzadik, by passing this super test of Tikun HaBris in Yisoid, he was zeichet to Shleimus Loshna Kodesh. That's why we see, if you remember with Paroi, that he showed him that Paroi only knew 69 languages or 70 languages. Yosef HaTzadik had one over him. Yosef HaTzadik knew Loshna Kodesh, which Paroi didn't know. V'alkein oz ro'aso shivcho layam mashalei ro'i cheskel hanavi. K'mo yisham Rabbi Senuzal. Now we can understand also why the Gemara tells us that at the splitting of the Red Sea, a maidservant was able to see a light that even Yechezkel Anovi wasn't zocher to see. Ki oz hoye bechinas biror eitz hadas. Because at that time, there was a biror, there was a separation of the good and bad within the eitz hadas. Shehu bechinas mate Moshe. The eitz hadas is symbolized by the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu. A stick is something that you can go either way, to the right or to the left. You can wield the stick right or left, good or bad. Shebetchilo hoye mishapech mimata lenochosh uminochosh lamata. In the beginning, that stick was used to go from stick to snake and snake to stick, right? When Moshe Rabbeinu showed the miracles to Paroi. V'achshov nichlal kuloi betoiv gomor. But now, the stick was no longer a snake. The stick was kulay toiv. It went all the way over to the side of good. Vegilo hisgalus elikusius baraboilam. And that stick was used by Moshe Rabbeinu to reveal Hashem's greatness to the world. Al yedei sheboka hayom, by splitting the Red Sea. Vehipiles mitzrayim ra hakoilo bamayim hazedoinim, and toppling, causing the Egyptians, who represented all the evil of all the 70 nations put together, throwing them in, drowning them in the water, these Mayim Hazedoinim, these powerful, destructive waters, the Yisroel ovru b'soi chayam b'yabosha, whereas the Jews were able to pass through the sea on dry land. V'oz nichna b'chinas shivcha bisha, and that's when the evil maidservant was eliminated. V'oz heir he'ora mikabola satoira. And then at the splitting of the Red Sea, there was a light from Kabbalah Satoira that shined down upon the Jewish people at that time. Because we find that right after that, even before they got to Har Sinai, Hashem already commanded them some of the mitzvahs of the Torah, some of the laws of the Torah. Kumay Shekosav, as the Pasuk says, Shom Som Loi Choyko Mishpot Veshom Nisohu. There, Hashem established for them some of the laws, and there Hashem tested them. V'oz heir aleim b'chinas habirur shel shisha sidrei mishnah. And then, at Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem shined down upon the Jewish people the tikkun, the birur, of the six second sections of Mishnah. Shemavarer kosher uposel, tomei tohar, osu mutar, as we learned before. We learned earlier that Torah Shebal Peh represent is Targum, this Toivora. Shemachnia Shivchobisha. When we sort out the good from the bad in the Eitz Hadas Toivora, in the Targum, in the Torah Shebal Peh, through that we bring about the downfall of the evil maidservant. V'oz nichlal gam bechinas ha-shivcha b'kedusha. And then the good part of the Shivcha gets plugged into the Kedusha, kemuvon kol ze batikunim, as all of this is explained in the Tikkunei Zohar, Ayin Shom. Look over there where the Tikkunei Zohar shows this concept of the Shivcha Bisha, the evil maidservant, and there's the Toiv, the Shivcha Toiv. And at Kriyas Yamsuf, when the Torah says that a Shivcha saw a light higher than the light of Yechezkel HaNavi, the way that was achieved was by first bringing about the downfall of the evil maidservant, the Shivcha Bisha, by sorting out the good from the bad, by that tikkun. How? Through the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was so pure in tikkun abris that he was mesaken the targum, the toiv ora. He was able to separate the toiv from the ra, to separate the good maidservant, the Shivcha Toiv, from the Shivcha Bisha, and thereby bring about the destruction, the downfall of the evil maidservant, and the good maidservant rose up in the Kedusha to such a high level. V'alkein, and this is why the Gemara says, V'alkein oz ro'aso shivcha layam, that a maidservant at sea was able to see such a high level of light. Means that they weren't only mesaking the Lashon Kodesh, they were mesaking the Targum, the Toiv Ora, the Shivchas. Because of the fact that on that seventh day of Pesach is when there took place this sorting out and this tikkun of the Eitz Hadas Toivora, which corresponds to the concept of fixing up Loshna Kodesh, perfecting Loshna Kodesh through Targum. Alkein, achar shvi shel Pesach, chutur achometz. That's why, upon the completion of Shvi Shel Pesach, Chametz becomes permissible. Again, for those of us who live in Eretz Yisrael, those who live in Chutz L'Eretz have a second Shvi Shel Pesach. They have Achron Shel Pesach, Shmini Shel Pesach. But we're talking about on a general level. Ki Achar HaBirur Hanal, because once we've made the Tikkun of the Eitz Hadas, which was achieved on that seventh day of Pesach through Kriyas Yamsuf, through the light of Yosef HaTzadik, Nichlal HaChometz Bigdusha. Chometz, which was Toivora, which was Noiga, once we made the Tikkun of Targum completely, the Chometz now can be brought into the Kedusha. V'oz Iker Shleimus HaKedusha Al Yodoi. And then the Kedusha becomes complete through the Chometz. Bebchinas Shleimus Loshna Kodesh Alidei Loshna Targum Kanal. As we spoke about the perfection and completion of Loshon Kodesh through the Tikkun of the Targum.